The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 28th of June, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening is coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you, if you got stock in Apple right now, was not a good day yesterday for you. As far as the consumer goes, it also may not be a good future for us. Why? Because bye-bye, Johnny Ive. Yes, after 27 years at Apple, Johnny Ive is leaving Apple to, start his own company. Of course, Johnny, along with Steve, way back in the 90s, is pretty much known for helping save Apple. Some of the most iconic Apple products were actually designed by Johnny, but those design iterations we'll be seeing no more. Now, let's face it, there has been rumors a little bit back and forth. Will Johnny stay? Will Johnny go? Maybe Johnny will take over his head? Well, we know today for sure Johnny will take over at his own company. Will be interesting to see if that company will be competing directly with Apple. In the meantime, Timmy boy, he's kind of in a bit of a situation right now. I bet he's sitting at his desk today going, oh, sh**. Hey, staying with some Apple news, here's something that Johnny Ive won't be designing. A car. Now, no, there's no car in the plans yet. But Apple did buy car startup Drive.ai. Now, yes, we all know that Apple seemed to be at one time saying, no, we don't want anything to do with this autonomous vehicles. Especially when they pulled 200 employees from its Project Titan. Now it seems Apple's saying, oh, wait a minute, maybe we made a mistake. Maybe self-driving cars are the future. Now, recently, Drive.ai actually told officials it was folding, and they were expected to lay off about 90 workers. But lo and behold, Apple got word of this and swooped on in. Meaning, by doing this, they got dozens of hardware and software engineers right on board with them again. Now, those of you not familiar with what Drive.ai is, it actually was a company saying, hey, here's a little kit. You can convert your normal car into an autonomous car. How cool is that? So cool, in fact, Apple coughed up $77 million for the company. Though still a far cry what the company was actually worth when it started, 2 years ago, Drive.ai was worth $200 million. And finally, Spotify users, are you one of those people out there that say, hey, yeah, that new album, I kind of want to pre-save that. You know, the days where we used to pre-order or now we pre-save. Maybe there's a track on it you like or you're just anticipating that album coming out. Well, Spotify thanks you, as does most record labels. Why? Well, it's got nothing to do with supporting your favorite artist. It's got everything to do with your personal user data like emails, addresses, playlists. Yep, that's all going to Spotify right onto the record labels. Yeah, a lot of people weren't aware of this until Billboard magazine said something about it. Oh, and by the way, it doesn't stop there. Once you opt in to do that pre-save, it also gives labels permission to manage who users follow, add or remove songs from their libraries, and even stream Spotify on users' other devices. In fact, Sony Music, big old Sony Music, you know the ones that had the big hack a few years ago? They were found to ask for the most permissions out of any record label, 16 in all, while Universal Music Group usually just asks around for 10. Now, no, Spotify, the labels, no, they're not breaking any laws. Why? Because we gave them the permission. It's all in that fine print that we didn't read. You got a story? No one else is listening? Send it to us. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our official website. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts over there. BritishTechNetwork.com. You can also check us out on Facebook too. British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to BritishTech.slack.com. The News Show shall be returning next week to you. Yeah, believe it or not, it'll be a new month, too. Where the hell did June go? I have no idea. But when Monday arrives, we will get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, it is time to party. It is Friday. Have a great day and a wonderful weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.